Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Volkel and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotec, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, a lot of construction is going on right now at the cross in Kerrville.
Yes, sir, Roy. Good to be here with you. God's blessing us. You know, we're building this garden on faith in God without debt. So it's taken a while. This is a project now. I think we're going into year 17 for Sherry and me. But God's got the main things up there. But now we're getting to put in some of the extra bonus things. And we're planting a lot of trees were donated and plants. We're building a new parking lot and a handicapped parking lot for our guests that need that. And then we've installed some new high-quality, top-of-the-line security video cameras that were donated and by some of the people that love what's going on up there.
You also have some lights.
And we have lights that are now, and they're all lit up now, praise the Lord, because the people were still coming to the cross even in the dark at night, but now they're coming in the light.
I know a lot of people, especially ladies, feel a little more comfortable with more lighting.
Right, right.
Something else you've got there that I've noticed that I enjoy, I go up every once in a while and bring a picnic lunch. You have picnic tables that you've put around, and people can sit,
yes,
look at the cross, and then have a picnic
lunch. Yes, we've got some handmade, one-of-a-kind type picnic tables. One of our donors,
and
Terry.
And they were built and to last for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I begged for 5 years for picnic tables.
Yeah, Sherry was asking for tables.
They heard me one time and then went out and made those.
And I was saying, honey, it's not the right time yet. We have to get this, this, and this. But God went ahead and made it happen. So now we got the picnic tables.
So I guess you learned, Sherry,
yes,
how to do that.
She goes over my head to God. She does that frequently.
Well, every week we have a miracle of the week. Max, if you would, share that with us.
Okay. Well, you know, there's in Kerrville, we've got a lot of the business and restaurants that put out our brochures, the motels, the restaurants, the hotels, and to bring people to Jesus, the cross. And so we have those out. And those are called Friends of the Cross restaurants, mm-hmm, and businesses, and they give a discount to anybody that say they're a friend of the cross. You just tell them you're a friend of the cross, and these participating restaurants will do that. Well, anyways, we were in a restaurant here recently, And we were having dinner. We had some guests that had come in to see the garden from Colorado, all the way from Colorado Springs. And I'm just being my normal self, and the waitress came up.
For those of you who don't know what that means.
It means danger, danger.
You may not want to know.
Danger, danger. But anyways, this new waitress that was new to us and to the restaurant comes up, and she starts to take the order, and I kind of look at her and said, well, have you been up to the cross and kind of start some conversation, and she said yes. And anyways, and in a very few seconds, I said, well, you know, what do you need from God? Do you love Jesus? And she said, yes, sir, I do. I said, well, let me pray for you and bless you. I just wanted to bless her. And I said, what do you need? Can I pray? Are you married? And she said, you have kids? She said, yeah, I've got three kids, you know. And I said, do you have a husband? And she said, no. And I said, well, let me pray for you, a husband, and blessings on your children. He said, well, she said, that'd be great. And so I started to do that, but then she said, I can't because I won't forgive my ex-husband. and I said, well, let me ask God to give you the power to forgive so God can bless you like he wants to. And so she said, okay. So I prayed and asked God to give that woman, young mother, the power to forgive the ex-husband.
Where she could get the blessings.
Where she could get the blessings. And all of a sudden, she is weeping and crying, and we're in the restaurant, and everybody's staring. God just comes down on this lady, and she's just weeping. So she forgives. I lead her in a prayer, and she forgives this ex-husband. And then we pray for her three kids and teenagers and stuff they were going through. And then we're praying, and I thought it's all done. And just as I'm about to say amen, the Holy Spirit says, Car, you know, a word of knowledge is what he dropped in my spirit. And I said, Car? And I looked at the lady and I said, you have some issue with a car? Do you have a problem? She says, yes, we have car problems right now. I says, okay, God wants you to fix your car too. I don't know how he's going to do that, but I prayed for her and God fixed the car. And you know, of course, she cried, we hugged her, and it was just a divine appointment before we even got to order at the restaurant.
I mean,
before we got the food, it was before we gave the order. And but that's how God does stuff, and it started with the cross and divine appointment.
You sure you're getting used to this now?
Oh, yes. I've lived this for many years. I do know that we can't go anywhere for any reason without running into a divine appointment. They're everywhere, and you can have those too if you just tune in
to what
God's doing.
That's why I always like going out with Max, because it's always an adventure.
Uh-huh.
It's fun because you never know what's going to happen. Well, Max, that's great. That's a great story, and thanks for sharing that with us. Now, we have a very special guest. We have a lot of guests on that are special. We have a lot of good people on that you bring in, but this is a very, very, very special person. So if you would introduce us to Lowell Knox.
Yeah, Roy, thank you. It's my privilege to introduce tour guide chaplain Lowell Knox, a retired nurse and a man on fire. He's, you know, we do have a lot of incredible people that come and are on our show that are touched by God out of the garden. But Lowell is really given his life to the Lord in a big way. He'll tell the story here in a few minutes, but because he's surrendered everything and has asked God to do anything he wants, God lets him do amazing stuff, and it's stuff that other people would be afraid to even go into. It's like the den of lions thing. It's not everybody where angels fear to tread. Lowell goes in, you know, and so we've got some wonderful stories. He's an incredible man, and he just loves the Lord with all his heart, and we just invited him today to be our guest. So welcome, Lowell, to come into the Cross at Kerrville show.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, Lowell, tell us a little bit about what you do at the Cross.
I am a tour guide chaplain, and the main thing I do is try to stay out of God's way. What I find is people come up there, and they want to pray, and they don't need to be bothered. So I'm saying, Lord, now, can I go now? Nope, no, not yet. Wait a minute. So as I'm sitting and listening, talking to God, God finally says, it's time to go, and you talk to them. So what I do is I lead tours, and I talk to people, but I try to wait until God says it's okay.
So I know from my experience in being up there and I'm watching people, I know what you're talking about because you kind of get a sense of when the right time is. Because if you interrupt them and it's not the right time, it could be damaging.
Yes.
But if it's the right thing, you just kind of know it. It just pops in your head and it's like God says, okay, now, right?
Right. That's what happens. You know, I have these two ladies that come up there every week and they just lay on their face before the Lord. And I know that they don't want to talk to me. Okay. And so I just leave them alone. And I have others that just pray and they come and they go. But most of the time, they come up there for looking for an answer to something. And I want to be there at the right time.
Well, Why do you volunteer your time at the cross?
It's a very intimate story. I went up to the cross. I have a nursing home ministry, and I had this guy that I had worked with for an entire year. I thought he was really ready to go. He loved the Lord. And we're up at the cross. I go up to the cross the very first time. I say, Peter, you know, if you died today, would you go to heaven? He said, I don't know. I signed a paper 50 years ago, after a year. So I led him to Christ at the cross. And 3 weeks later, I get a call that says, Peter has had a massive hemorrhage. Get there quick. I got there, and I took his hand. I held his hand. And he said, what should I do? And I said, when Jesus comes, just reach out. Reach out. Take his hand. And as I was praying with him, he went on to be with the Lord. And that moved me. It moved me so much. I said, I've got to go back. There's got to be others that go to the cross. There's got to be others that have us. I need to be there. So I just arranged everything to be a tour guide chaplain.
Why do you think people come to the cross?
People come to the cross for many different reasons, but most of the time they want to find an answer to something that they've been praying about. When you come to the cross, everywhere you look, you feel the Holy Spirit. You feel the joy. You feel something. And they come there for an answer that they have not been able to get from God. And they are hoping that that chaplain is going to be open and might have that answer.
Max?
Yeah. You know, the good news is God meets a lot of people without the chaplains. But yeah, there are others that he wants a chaplain to be there to pray for them, to answer the questions, to give them a hug. And, you know, and you have filled, and you and the others have filled that gap. And so the timing, we train our chaplains so that they be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. It's not when somebody comes up, you go grab them. Mm-hmm. It's not that way. It's watch and be waiting like a waiter. It's kind of like a waiter. You come when you're needed. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the way that chaplains that have hear the voice of God, that's what they do. And Lowell has just done a wonderful job doing that.
Lowell, I know you've got a million stories, but if you would, share some of those with us and the stories about the cross.
One of my titles is Tour Guide Chaplain. And I was there, and I was just sort of waiting for God to do something. And in comes three vans full of 4 and 5 year olds from a preschool. And they get out, and it's like a bunch of fire ants. They're trying to get them lined up. And they're saying, what are we going to do? And they were trying to get these kids. So what happened was that when I got up to the first part where Jesus has his sword and he's coming back, I said to them, I said, you know, there's what is known as a 1,000-year reign, kids, and this is what's going to happen. We're going to ride on zebras. We're going to ride on giraffes. I'm going to have the gorilla throw me a kid. I'm open. I'll grab that kid. Well, the kids now had their attention. So when we went and we started looking around, I told them that if they would ride on the rocks, they would be there forever. And they'd say, oh, yes, guess what? Your son prayed 1,000,000 years ago, and he said, I want you to bless mom. I got to do it. Now, come on. I said, think about that. Forever, your prayers will be answered. And so they were so excited. So I'm walking along with them, and I came across the rock, and it said, pray for the little children. Wow. I said, God wrote that on that rock, kids. We all held hands, and we prayed together, and it's like all these fire ants suddenly had something to do. I made God fun. When I was a child, I never had any fun in church. I want to make sure they have it.
Lowell, with all your experience and all the things you've been through, is there any advice that you could give our listeners right now?
The one thing I've found is that God is never late, but seldom early. Never, ever give up. For 49 years, I've served the Lord. In 49 years, God has never lied to me. So if God has told me he's going to do it, be patient and wait upon the Lord in his good time.
Max?
Yeah, you know, that's the truth for all of us, is that we wonder why God's not answering the prayer right at the moment, and there's all this stuff in our lives that's going on. But if we seek him, he'll intervene, and we don't understand the timing most of the time. But he works his will through us when we come to him. And I know that, Lowell, you're going to come back and tell us some more of some really astounding testimony of a 20-year heroin addict prostitute that came up to the cross to kill herself. And she took an overdose. And Lowell's going to tell us about that and some other things. And so we want to hear that on your next show that you do with us, Lowell, okay?
Yes.
Right, Max, Sherry, any closing remarks? Miss Sherry?
Come to the cross and bring everybody with you.
Yeah, that's
we got Easter.
Easter's coming up again, folks, and so please plan to come up. We got a deal all day Saturday. It's going to be a resurrection celebration with Christian bands and groups, and then testimony and a bunch of different things. And it's going to be an exciting time. And then Sunday we have a sunrise service at sunrise, and it's going to start at 7 a.m.
And the dates again on that?
I don't know. Whatever it is, April the 15th or 16th, look it up.
I think it's the 16th.
I think it's something like that. Yeah, look it up.
So we're going to have sunrise service on Sunday morning, and then Saturday we're going to have music all day.
Yeah, music and some testimony sharing and miracles. There'll be food. There'll be other good things. There's some barbecue, and there'll be a fun family deal.
Make sure people remember there's going to be a lot of people there, but you've arranged for parking with people bring people up and drop them off.
Yeah, we're going to have shuttles. There's so many people that come. Yeah,
just park wherever you want.
There's 3,000 to 4,000 people that came last year over the holidays, those 4 days around Easter, and we had over 300 people at the sunrise service. The good news is this year we got lights, so you can actually see, and we just had some real incredible
miracles.
Something
that had been raised for me, people want to know about shuttle parking.
Sure, and it's...
How do people reach us if they want to give us some money or want to help us out or want to volunteer?
Sure. Just the easiest way is to go to the website that we have. And then we have actually four websites because this is so big. But the main one is thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Max Greiner, Sherry, Lil Knox, thank you. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I'm Sherry, and here we are with some more quotes. The first one is from K.A. from Austin, Texas. She says, "A place of peace and presence. We have been to the garden many times now, and each visit delivers the same response from us of awe. The beautiful surrounding view, the giant cross, the beautifully crafted sculptures, the many prayers written on rocks, and the scripture-tiled path all lead your heart and eyes in one direction. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is a peaceful and beautiful place to visit. I always find a quiet spot to pray and just enjoy the presence of our living and mighty, mighty God. The worship music playing in the background helps me draw in closer to Him and worship. Both my husband and I had unique experiences here knowing the touch of God. We have also had the pleasure of meeting and praying with the sculpture artist Max, which gave us a very good sense of the true heart and passion behind the making of the garden. Since discovering this place, we have taken friends to see it and plan to bring more friends in the future. May God continue to bless this vision of reaching people with the message of Christ." Our next one comes from B. Farming, from Los Angeles, California. And they say, "Miracles are on the mountain. The cross and prayer garden is a must to anyone of faith. The peace is all around. The chaplains pray for you and for you. If you want, the grounds are great. The sculptures are not to be missed. I have been here twice, and this will not be my last visit." Allison Rawdon from Colorado Springs says, "When you come here, you feel the welcome of the Lord. I sense His presence. This is a place of miracles. Just wait for the wave of miracles coming. Walk in the land. Whoa! I honor those who have done that. The garden is more magnificent than I had been told. They didn't do it justice, much more than I had expected." And Tommy Rowden from Colorado Springs said, "I just love it. Every cell in my body is rejoicing. I feel the presence of God, the love and the way everything is placed. I feel love emanating here. It is much more than I expected." And the last one for today, it comes in from San Antonio through TripAdvisor website. And they say, "A must-see if you were in Kerrville. Drove up the hill to the cross, and it was awesome. You can see this cross from almost anywhere in Kerrville, so we had to find it." And that's all I have time for today, but I'll be back next week with some more.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation
so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.